time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us here today at Abounding Grace. We're continuing in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul is giving this young pastor Timothy instructions for Christian ministry and why, and setting a real desire for Timothy to continue to be nourished in the words of faith and the good doctrine which he had followed. And he gives this real motivator. He says at the end of verse 16, "Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." So 1 Timothy chapter 4 is really an instruction for Christian pastors and at least the church to understand the design and the importance of Christian ministry. Just what is at stake? It's huge. And we look at that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul prefaces everything he's saying with this great end, this great motivation to continue with this with all of your might, because the salvation of souls is at stake, and there is a terrible warfare going on behind the scenes that we don't often see. Listen to what he says in 1 Timothy chapter 4. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared as with a hot iron." Do we understand the implications of that? The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. I want to start today, as we look into the second part here, giving heed to these deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons and what that really means. I want to open up with something that Paul said to the Corinthians about idolatry and the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In reacting to a certain type of idolatry that was happening in Corinth, the argument that was coming before him was basically something like this. "Look, Paul, since an idol is not real, it doesn't matter whether we eat or whether we what we drink or where we eat it. Further, as long as we eat the Lord's Supper, we'll remain okay. We'll be secure in Jesus." So he was dealing with people in Corinth who were justifying eating things offered to idols. What was his answer? Well, Paul's answer was very interesting, and we'll apply this to 1 Timothy chapter 4. "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" Paul says, "You're missing a vital connection, O Corinthians. When you sit and you eat and drink things offered to idols, yeah, you're right. An idol may not be a god, but it does represent demons who are behind that idol. And so there's a direct connection through the idol to the demon, to the whole demonic realm. So the gods of wood and stone had direct connection, even throughout the Old Testament, to the supernatural powers of demons that were behind them. And what Paul's saying is this is idolatry. Why? Because in the outward sign of food and drink, idols, there was direct fellowship with the demonic world of Satan that lie behind it. Now, Paul says, "Timothy, one of the things you have to remember as a pastor is you're going to constantly come across people in your ministry who are giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." And he's going to give two examples of this that the church in Ephesus was facing. Now, the Spirit is explicitly saying that this will be going on until Christ comes. But this doesn't happen among us, does it? This is not a problem in Linden, Washington, is it? We have our safe haven here, don't we? Well, we've not really taken seriously nor understood the implications of this. You see, Paul's going to say, "Timothy, you continue to nourish yourselves in the words of faith and the good doctrine." What is that? Well, it's the gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the good doctrine. That's the words of faith. A gospel that has come to us and has called us out of darkness into what? Marvelous light. And what is so special about the Christian gospel, my friends? Well, if you're a Christian today, you know what is very special about the Christian gospel. My whole purpose as a pastor, and if you're in a church today, your whole purpose, your pastor's whole purpose is to preach to you Christ and Him crucified. If that is left out of the message, then it's not a Christian message. My whole purpose is to compel and to persuade people to believe in this Jesus. Now listen to this, with the exclusive claim that He is the only way, truth, and life. There's absolutely no other way. And then add that Christianity says you must renounce yourself, you must embrace Jesus Christ alone and His righteousness, every last work to earn the favor of God must be stricken dead, and you must surrender in every way your life to the only one whom God has appointed by which men may be saved. Remember, that was Peter's first sermon out of Pentecost in Acts. Now, that's not such an easy thing to impress upon people. You see, the world is full of counterfeit religions, all of which deny this exclusive and narrow claim and narrow gospel of Jesus. Now, that's something we have to remember. Jesus' message was narrow. We think of the other philosophies and the other religions, we just simply see them as harmless in the world. But that's not what Paul is saying. All the religions of the world are not just wrong religions. Paul is telling us here that they are supernaturally backed and propagated by demons. They come from deceiving spirits, and they are doctrines of demons. People are held sway by these deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So in a sense, anything then other than the worship of Jesus Christ and the reception of His gospel by grace through faith alone, any belief in anything else, Paul is saying to us, is a paying attention of demons. Let me say, this exclusive message is constantly being challenged right in our home camp. In his book, Evangelicalism Divided, and this is a book that if you want to read, it's printed by Banner of Truth Trust, Ian Murray cites Robert Shuler interviewing Billy Graham at the Crystal Cathedral, and Shuler asked Graham about the final makeup of the body of Christ. Graham affirmed that the body of Christ would be made up from all Christian groups from around the world, even outside the Christian groups. And I think, here's what Graham said, "I think everybody that loves or knows Christ, whether they are conscious of it or not, they are members of the body of Christ." He is calling people out of the world for His name. Whether they come from the Muslim world, the Buddhist world, or the non-believing world, they're members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not know the name of Jesus, but they know in their hearts they need something they do not have, and they turn to the only light they have, and I think they are saved, and they are going to be with us in heaven. Surprised by this, Robert Shuler wanted clarification. What? What? I hear you saying that it's possible for Jesus Christ to come into human hearts and souls and life, even if they've been born in darkness and have never had exposure to the Bible? Is that correct? Said Shuler. Graham said, yes. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Now, beloved, we always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, looking at the whole ministry. But when this teaching is before us, as is so common today, when it says that somebody can be saved without knowing Jesus, whether whatever religion they're from, whoever, you have a doctrine that is being backed up by deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Jesus was unequivocally clear. Jesus was bold, and He stood out in front of the people, and you remember His declaration to the people, "I am the only way, truth, and life. No one can come to the Father except through Me." If you don't know Jesus today, there is no hope for you. The Bible says you're lost and without hope in the world. And you see, what's constantly going on in this world today is that demons are trying to broaden our view of the way. All the time of Christ's exclusive claims and exclusive gospel. You remember what Jesus said, enter through the narrow path. For wide is the way and broad is the road that leads to the destruction, and many enter through that. But listen to this, narrow is the way and small is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Jesus made exclusive, narrow, hard-hitting claims, and the doctrines of demons and deceiving spirits today are always expanding those claims. They're saying, no, 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 there are other ways. Here are other roads, and that path is not so narrow. Don't be so narrow with your doctrine. Look, there are all these ways to Jesus. That is when you know you are right up against the doctrine of a demon. Now, it would be nice if we could keep this out of the Christian community, build our homesteads, have our little communities to separate from the world. But Paul is telling us today when he says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Paul is saying to us that Satan's greatest attack ground is our own turf. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is the most striking thing about this passage. It says that demons transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness right in the Christian church. So what is the very form of paying attention to demons? What are we going to face with our loved ones today? Well, if you have Satan transforming himself into a minister of righteousness and demons into ministers in the Christian church, they're filling the pulpits with what kind of message? What kind of message will it be, my friends? How often do you ever hear about the doctrines of sin anymore? How often do you ever hear of the doctrines of judgment and hell preached in the Christian church? It's rare, and yet it was a huge part of Jesus's ministry. On the opposite end, how often do we hear the gospel preached? Here's the subtlety. We aren't hearing the gospel today. We're hearing people pound self-help messages, which essentially is putting people back under bondage. We have to be discerning. Paul is crying out, be discerning. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is the one gospel of Jesus Christ, a narrow way that tells us he is the only way to the Father. Do you believe in Jesus today? Anything other than Christ is a deceiving spirit and a doctrine of a demon. May our hope and our trust and our confidence and our belief be put in Jesus alone, and you will be saved from all of your sins. That's the wonder of his beautiful gospel. Well, we're thankful you've joined us here today at Abounding Grace. We give you our sincere invite to join us for worship this Sunday at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. We invite you to join us too and look up our website at www.lindenurc.com. Many resources there for you. Or give us a call, 318-0429. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.